good to have you here at the booth. You came away with a nice victory tonight, 42 to 31. And what did you like about the ball game tonight?
Well, I thought we second half played a little bit better till there at the end. We come out with a zone press, which we really haven't ran all year, and that caused some problems. I think that swung the game a little bit, a little more up tempo for us, and we've got a couple of quick baskets.
You got to like the effort from the three-point line, your first points of the ball game. Chanel Bush was able to hit a three-pointer to get the offense going. She also hit a three-pointer in the third quarter. That was her only scoring of the night. But when you hit the three ball, that's got to put a smile on your face.
Yeah, we've been shooting that pretty well this year. So, Shelby come off and hit one. I think Jared hit the second one there. I don't know how many we made on the game, but pretty good, I thought.
Defensively, Albia has some height on us. You were able to get some rebounds inside, but they put up a battle tonight.
Yeah, it was tough in there on the glass. We were, there at the end of the game. I don't know, we tipped that ball four or five times. They were just keeping above the head. They do a nice job of that, and we just tried to play. We had good position. We just wasn't tall enough and didn't jump high enough there a few times.
What's on the docket next, Coach Fenton, for the girls?
We've got Twin Cedars here on Monday. They're ranked team in 1A. I believe they're probably be 9-0 after tonight. So it's going to be a tough one.
Thank you, Coach Fenton. We appreciate you stopping by here at the booth of KIIC. We'll send it back to the studio for a word from our sponsor. We'll take a short break. You're listening to Rocket Basketball and Blue Demon Basketball right here on KIIC 96.7.
Our friendly service and convenient locations are just another reason to bank with People State Bank. Hi, I'm Vicki with People State Bank, and we are here to help you with all your banking needs. Stop in and see Jenny, Nikki, or myself at People State Bank. People you know, people you trust. Member FDIC.
People State Bank's drive-up location is open until 6 p.m. It's convenient, and we're there to help you when you get off work and need to do your banking business. Hi, I'm Julie. Stop by the Motor Bank and talk to Jeannie, Carolyn, or myself. People State Bank, people you know, people you trust. Member FDIC.
We're here at Sennett Pierschbacher Funeral Home in Albia. This funeral home is family-owned and operated.
Our funeral home has been family-owned for many years. When we purchased it, it was a corporate-owned funeral home, and we wanted to bring it back to the family-owned tradition. We offer all the services the larger corporate-owned funeral homes do, with one difference. We are family, and you are treated like family. That's Sennett Pierschbacher Funeral Home in Albia. Family when you need them.
The BCS, the Super Bowl, Final Four, the Cyclones, and local sports. We're Southern Iowa's sports leader. Thunder Country, KIIC.
We are back here at Eddyville, Iowa, Eddyville Blakesburg Fremont Gymnasium, and it is a packed house tonight for the rivalry between the Albia Blue Demons and the Eddyville Blakesburg Fremont Rockets. We're happy that you're here with us on KIIC. We're going to be taking a look at the starting lineups first for the Blue Demons. Number three, the sophomore from Eddyville, Matt Baker. He's one of the guards that the Blue Demons will have. Tanner Wynn, number 13. He's a junior. He will be the other guard position for the Blue Demons. Number 31 is Austin Luce. He's a senior playing the forward spot. Alongside him will be number 33, Mason Cox. They'll go with a three-guard lineup there for the Blue Demons. And the big man, number 45, the senior, Tanner Kellogg. And Tanner Kellogg comes in at a 23.9 clip. And you got to like that scoring average. After, seven games, Dan, you know that he can put the ball in the hoop.
And it's a consistent scoring, too. He typically will put up at least 20. I think he's had as high as 30 this year. So it's not too wide of a range there, but he's shooting right in the middle there on that average. And just has, you'll see him. He'll pull up and take the three. He plays, again, that four or five spot for the Blue Demons, but he'll shoot the three and looks really good doing it. It's not a fluke. And then he'll go and has a nice little move inside at about a 6'1", 6'2", forward. Can really do some nice things inside. And then, as you said, Eddyville, though, brings their host of of stars here tonight, too. They're ready to go for us, Pat. You know, and before I get off of that on Albie, I know you're looking at the leading scorer. Matt Baker's the second leading scorer for the Blue Demons, right at 20 points a night. And again, pretty consistent score. And if he gets hot, watch out, boy. He can really fill that net up.
Hit that three ball, yep. Indeed, for sure. For the Rockets, starting sophomore Jevin Jensen. He's number 10 tonight. Trevor Leffler, number 12, the senior out of Eddyville, Iowa. One of the big three for the Rockets. And then Trevor Schwartz, the junior, number 22, will be at the point. Brandon Plate, it will be a junior, number 30. And Christian Bambrook, number 50 for the Rockets. He's a senior, and he is ringing the bell at an 18.8 clip. And we are about set for tip-off here tonight. Bambrook ready in the circle. Well, Blue Demons just breaking the huddle.
You know, Bambrick's just a man among boys out there with his size. You know, just so well put together, just nice, big, tall. Jason referenced, you know, he's on the pitching on the baseball team, and you know, just impressive out there when he's playing, and just does a really good job in all the sports. You just see that every time he goes out.
He's going to be throwing the ball for a college down in Texas. I think that's already been decided, so he's got his mind made up. And we're just about ready to tip off this South Central Conference tilt. Kellogg, Bambrick, ready to jump. There's the whistle, and Bambrook gets a nice swipe at it, gets it to Jevin Jensen, who gives it to Schwartz in between the circles now. Here comes the Rockets. Schwartzy dribbling the ball, takes a look, a backside screen, nicely set up, but the Blue Demons were able to defend it well, and the ball goes out of bounds for the Blue Demons.
Tanner Wynn read that pass going into Bambrook really well, intercepted the alley-oop. And then it went off the Eddyville Rockets. And so now Mason Cox sets the inbound. It gets it to Matt Baker, sets the offense, gets it across half court. Mason takes a look at the field, gets it back to the middle to Tanner Wynn, who drives right, kicks it out to Austin Luce. A little bit of movement there, and Matt Baker just slipped on the pass, a little errant pass, got away from him. It goes back to Eddyville.
Did you notice the defense that the Rockets have? A box and one. They're going to have Brandon Plate sticking like glue to Baker, the sophomore, to disrupt his ball game. Schwartzy dribbles into the Leffler with a long three ball. No, Christian Bambrook with the garbage and puts it up and in.
Just a good job getting that bucket in there, and Matt immediately brings it right back up quickly. Tries to get the offense set. We're trying to get a little rhythm here for the Blue Demons, see if we can get a good look at the basket. Tanner Wynn gets it, brings it into Luce, who kicks it right out to Mason, wide open, misses the three ball, rebound to Eddyville Blakesburg. Goes
that
to Trevor Schwartz.
Rebound. Who knows what's going to happen on that. Rockets get it. Leffler yep. takes a look at the wing. Now he dribbles a couple of times. He's trying to get to Schwartzy. Schwartzy comes and gets it. Now he's dribbling over on the wing. Tries to move to the right side baseline. Passes it to Plate. He's looking inside. Fires it across. Inside to Bambrook. He dribbles out. Leffler has it. Dribbles in. He's at the free throw line. Dribbles it out to Plate. Jevin Jensen takes it. Couple of dribbles. Patience here has been the key. Albia putting the defensive pressure where they need to. Schwartz dribbling out top. He's still dribbling the ball. Goes to the right side, kicks it out to Leffler. He had an open three, takes a dribble inside the line, and it's no good. Oh, and a
Tanner
rattling Wynn. Call on that rebound.
Tanner Wynn got that rebound, was trying to get his feet set, and just took an extra little hop in there on the baseline, and the referee called him for traveling. So it'll stay down here with Eddyville. It scores 2-0 with 6:14 in the first quarter.
Jevin Jensen has it, passes it to Plate, tries to get to Schwartz. Bambrook with a nice pass inside, and he rings the bell again. Christian Bambrook with the 4 points.
Nice little jump shot there for Christian. Just nothing he could do about that for the Blue Demons. Blue Demons will look to try to push and play up-tempo every chance they get, try to take advantage of what they've got. It's not size, but it is some speed. Ball movement going around here. Mason Cox kicks it around to Tanner Wynn, who drives, penetrates, kicks it right back out to Tanner Kellogg. He sees a little dump to Mason Cox underneath, kicks it out to a wide-open Tanner Wynn for three, and it just goes off the back of the rim. Rebound by Bambrook.
I made a mention that it was the box and one. I think it's a triangle and two because they got somebody on Kellogg, yep. and they got somebody on Baker to shut down the rest of the team.
Yep.
We'll see what happens. Nice give and go. Leffler inside, up and in. Trevor Leffler rings the bell from the paint, and the Rockets have scored all their points inside.
Really looking to punt it in there and take advantage of the height. And Coach Kevin Archer wants a timeout, a little 30-second timeout to kind of get the troops adjusted. I think the triangle two is something they've not seen, so we'll see what they can come up with the adjustment. Well, we've got just a little short timeout. We'll take a quick break right here. You're listening to KSC Thunder Country. Blue Demon and Eddyville, Blakesburg Fremont Rockets basketball coverage of South Central Conference.
Lathrop Construction is ready to move the earth for you. When you need to have your earth moved, contact Dean, Michael, or Natalie Lathrop at 799-1105 and let Lathrop Construction move your earth. Lathrop Construction is proud to support and sponsor the Albia Blue Demon Athletics.
Short timeout, try to regroup and get ready for the defense they're seeing. Working around Tanner Kellogg on the baseline, a little 17-footer, no good again. Rebound to Rick Bambrook.
He was able to clear the glass. The rest of the Blue Demons had cleared.
Yep.
And now Schwartz dribbles inside, kicks it out to Jensen. Three ball on the way, no. Clark clears the glass for Albia. Up they come.
Kellogg gets it right and gets it upfield. Mason goes in a loose, drives in there, looking to try to dribble, drive, penetrate, and kick out if they can. Mason Cox tries to get a bounce pass, and just an inadvertent kick, but kick nonetheless on the Rockets, so it'll stay Blue Demons basketball here. Again, the score is 6-0. Eddyville Blakesburg Fremont is on top of Albia Blue Demons with 4:40 left in the first quarter. Tanner Kellogg sets to inbound the ball, sees Matt Baker wide open on the baseline for three, up and good.
Nice pick there by number 31 to spring loose. Baker.
Yep, and that's what you're going to see. Try to get a chance to get Matt Baker open on that three.
All right, Schwartzy. Dribbling it outside. Crossover dribble. Gets it into Bambrook. Nice pass. It's flubbed by Jensen. He cannot make the basket. And there's a big push off.
Yeah.
Nope. They're going to call it on Jensen. I thought
Tanner had the secondary reaction to it, but I think they've got Jensen on the first push there to it. But you never know.
Usually
it's
the
second
right call.
But usually it's the second man that gets that. And so I thought that was coming Tanner's way. But Blue Demons get it. Matt Baker brings it up. Drives in hard. Good pressure on him, and ball kicks out to Tanner. He wings it over to Mason Cox, who comes away, swings it across the other side to Matt Baker, tries to get himself something. Austin Luce, another good screen. Swings it over to the other side, the far side of the field, and Mason Cox puts up a three, and it's good. And that's a young man who's really been trying to get his confidence, Mason Cox. He's got a nice stroke, but he's just got to find that rhythm. And if he can get in rhythm, that will create an extra score for this Blue Demon squad.
32% on the year from the three-point line for Cox, and the ball's... game is tied at 6-all. Rockets with 3 2-pointers. The Blue Demons with 2 3-point plays. Looked like they had some trouble in the corner there. They had Christian Bambrook bottled up. He might have traveled, got away with it.
Yep.
And then Jensen came in, but before that, they called a foul on the Albia player.
Blue Demons will get their first chance to substitute some players in. We got Ryan and Luke Sarver, the sophomores, coming in, as well as Gabe Gravert, the senior. Again, this is pretty common. He lets a couple of the starters get some rest there. Austin Luce, Mason Cox, and Tanner Wynn take a little breather. And so we bring a little bit instead of different, more defensive-minded group coming in here now.
Rockets don't go very deep at all. They might have 7 people come and play. Shot by Bambrook is no good. Up come the Blue Demons very, very, very quickly.
Yep. Dave Graver gets it up to Luke Sarver, who kicks it back out to Matt Baker. He's trying to create some separation. Can't get it. Gets to Ryan Sarver, a nice little out jump shooter, but passes it around to Tanner Kellogg. Matt Baker, top of the key with the three, and I think we've got a foul on that. That's a nice little pull-up jumper by Matt Baker, but just got fouled, a little contact on the release.
Play came around just a little late. I didn't see a whole lot of contact there. He got the benefit of the doubt.
I would agree with that. Matt, nice little free throw shooter. We'll go to the line with three. Again, the score is tied up 6-6 with 3:15 now left in the first quarter.
75% on the year for Matt Baker. First one in and out.
Must mean the next two will go in. We'll play the averages.
You would think a good little player.
Yeah.
Open and rolled to Albia from Eddyville.
Yep.
Eyes the rim, puts it up and in.
One of the most determined young men to really create his game. You know, he spends more time in the gym and getting shots off, or in the playground, doing what he needs to do to get his shots up and really work his game, and really has worked hard this offseason. I know I've seen him just many times in the gym and on the courts. Up and no good, so 1 for 3 from the line. But Albia does have a 7-6 lead.
All right, Schwartz brings it up, barks out the play for the offense to run over to Leffler on the far wing. They're pointing to each other on where to go. Jensen drives to the hoop, up and in. Nice job by Jevin Jensen, the sophomore out of Blakesburg, Iowa.
Blue Demons would immediately come attack as quick as they can, try to see if they can get a little break out of there, but nothing doing. Matt Baker drives to the middle. Nice dump off to Ryan Sarver. He just bobbled the ball, and along with that, his feet kind of shuffle a little bit. Travel is the call. We'll turn it over to the Rockets.
Baker might be better off taking a shot when he gets inside that close.
You know, when you're looking at Bambrook, that makes a little intimidating force. It's easier said than done.
All right. Jensen's going to run the point here for a little bit. Schwartz is going to go to the wing. Jensen dribbling, passes it over to Loeffler. Loeffler directing traffic. Bambrook out front, out high. Tries to throw it over the plate, which he does. Now to Schwartz, gets the ball here, almost gets into the backcourt. Baker on him. 2:20 left in the first quarter. Schwartz dribbling back to Jensen, back to Schwartz. Three ball on the way, in and out. And
Luke Sarver with the rebound.
Big rebound for the Blue Demons. 8-7 goes the Rockets.
Luke Sarver checks the ball, gets it to Matt Bakers, sets the offense, swings it over to Gabe, grab it on the far side. Ryan Sarver comes and gets it in the middle. He looks inside, gets it back to Gabe on the far side. Matt Baker coming across the top of a double screen. Swings it back to Ryan at the elbow, up and good.
Nice
and
job.
Ryan has a really nice jump shot from that 10 to 17-foot range. Just puts up a nice look. If he's open, he can knock that down all day. 9-8 is our score. Blue Demons take the lead.
Loeffler gets it into Bambrook, twirls, puts up a shot. No good, loose ball. It's battled in there, and Albia comes out of it.
Gabe Graver with the quick hands there to steal the ball out of there. Gets it out in the front court, looks inside, sees Ryan Sarver again for 17-footer, and this time rims in and out. Ball comes off, rebound Eddieville, but it comes off the Rocket, knocked out of bounds. We'll see what the call. Yep.
Oh, my. Two Rockets had a chance at that.
And Trevor Leffer had just a little extra contact, and it just went off his hip there.
It'll be interesting to see what happens. Looks like Albie's got a little bit more fire in the belly here on the
And they look to push. They want to go a faster pace. And Tanner Kellogg does take a little break here on the minute 22 in the quarter. Vic Sanders checks in for him, a nice little junior forward. But on the inbounds play before the ball gets in, Pat, it's a foul. I believe it was on Matt Baker, wasn't it?
Offensive foul indeed.
Yeah.
Number five.
That would be actually Luke Sarver.
Sarver, I think, set a pick, moving screen.
Okay,
what
missed
happened.
That.
Jensen in between the circles now. Still dribbling. Now he passes it to Bambrook. Bambrook with the ball in between the circles, looking. He gives it to Loeffler. Not quite sure. The Rockets aren't quite sure what to run here. And pass inside to Bambrook. Nice job by Christian Bambrook. He rings the bell on a nice pass by Loeffler.
Rockets take the lead back. 10-9 is the score here. Matt Baker drives the hoop just as you called, but not able to get the layup there. Nice little take, though.
Loeffler clears the glass. He's got to be careful. He swung an elbow on the way down. Plate with it in the wing. Passes it inside, and it got knocked away by the Blue Demons. They'll have it.
At 30 seconds now, Matt Baker tries to come down, pushes the action, looks to drive to the lane. Whistle blown before the shot. I got to think it's away from the ball.
Boy,
there was nothing on the ball. It is on Eddieville. On plate, I believe it was.
Boy, I don't agree with that at all.
I didn't see anything. It certainly wasn't on the ball, but there was a foul nonetheless. So they get the ball in. Graver has it on the near side, swings it on the far side to Baker. Tries to create again. 23 seconds left in the quarter. Matt takes a nice little jumper from 15 feet, and out of bounds, pops up over the backboard.
Rockets lead with 17 seconds left. We'll see if Coach Stout makes them go and have one shot to round this out. 10 to 9 here with 14 seconds left. Jensen with the ball, passes it to Schwartz, inside to Bambrook. He turns, puts up a shot, and then blocking is the call. He turned right away, put it up, and he got undercut as he came down.
Gabe was just a little too aggressive. Gabe grabbed it and got the correct call there. He just got himself a little too much underneath, didn't give Bambrook room to work like he needed to.
All right, he'll go to the line for two shots. 7.2 seconds left in the first quarter. Rockets lead 10-9. First shot up is no good. And he'll get another one to come. Did not look good at all on that shot.
No.
Christian, toeing the line. Here comes the ball to him. He'll take a peek at the stripes a little bit, bounce it a couple times, sets, Shot on the way, much better. Nice follow through. He puts it in, 11-9 with 6 seconds left in the half.
Baker tried to get a shot off here with 3 seconds now, two, one. Need to get that up. It's not going to happen. Gabe Driver tried everything he could, but not in time. After one, Pat, score is 11-9. The Rockets have a slim lead to start this first section of the game. We'll take a short timeout as we're in between quarters. We'll be right back. You listen to KIC Thunder Country. I'll be Blue Demon Basketball and Avil Blakesburg Fremont Rockets.
Thank you, Dan. This is Scott at the KIIC studios here in Albia. The score of the Sheraton boys basketball game right now at halftime. Sheraton is 14, Centerville is 29. We thank Jason Stewart for that update. And we'll be right back with Eddieville and Albia after a quick timeout.
At Hammer Medical Supply, we understand the importance of providing top-quality respiratory care to you and your loved ones. No matter what your respiratory needs, home or portable oxygen, CPAP equipment and supplies, or a nebulizer machine, you can be confident about the care you receive from our experienced staff, allowing you to breathe easy with respiratory equipment from Hammer Medical Supply. Stop in today to our Sheraton store at 914 Court Avenue or give us a call at 641-774-4600.
Live internet streaming available at KIICradio.com.
Welcome back, everyone. We're starting the second quarter of South Central Conference game featuring Albia Blue Demons visiting and hosted by the Eddieville Blakesburg Fremont Rockets. Blue Demons start the second quarter with the first possession. Baker gets it down to TK at the baseline, swings it back to Baker. Baker dribbles a little bit, tries to find something, sees Tanner Wynn on the near side. Mason Cox at the baseline, three up, no good, but Tanner Callow gets the rebound and fouled in the process. Nice job on Tanner to get up, and he elevates really, really well. Number 14, Christopher Welch.
He had the inside position, but Tanner Kellogg had that athleticism on him, was able to get that rebound.
Yep, so Williams will inbound it on the baseline. Boy, Christian Bamberg just long and then just tipped that ball loose, you know, got the ball out there, but couldn't get it in bounds. So the Blue Demons now will check it in on the far side, on the sideline there. Tanner Kellogg again looks to inbound the ball.
Schwartz is on Baker now. His plate is on the bench.
Oh, big long three from Matt Baker. Now it's about 5 feet beyond the arc. Puts it down. He has that nice throw. He has worked really hard on his game to get those shots going.
Schwartz had no idea he was going to put that ball up. 12-11 goes the Blue Demons. Bambrook tries the baseline. He gets denied out to Schwartz in between the circles. He's trying to get a pick from Jensen. He doesn't come around. Now he does. Jensen hands it off to Loeffler. Loeffler dribbling, gets it over to Bambrook. Inside to Jensen. He whirls, twirls, puts it up. No good. Oh, too hard off the iron.
Tanner Kellogg gets the board off that rim there. Quickly the Blue Demons get the ball up into the front court. Gets it over to Luce. Luce kicks it back to Matt, who drives. Ball tipped by Bambrook and turned over to Trevor Schwartz. Schwartz tries to get around, works it inside to Bambrook in the block. A little bit extra contact there. I'm going to guess that's on TK, on Tanner Kellogg.
It'll be interesting to see if they call it on him. I didn't think so. Nope. No. 33 gets the call. That was Cox. Four fouls apiece for the teams here in the first half. There's another foul on the Blue Demons. That'll be number five. Who is that?
No, Luce, 31. Yep.
He came through a screen set by Welsh. Welsh did the right thing. He toppled like a big sequoia.
And that's the big fullback for the Blue Team that's coming through. He's used to hitting a little Robbins race, and he don't mind that contact. But officials thought it was a little much, and it was.
All right, Rockets with the ball over on the left side. Loeffler with a long three. In and out, no good. Loose ball. Jensen takes a look. Pass inside to Loeffler, and he puts it up and in.
Nice pass there, Jensen, to get it in there. Blue Demons try to come up quickly. Now trail 13-12. Mason Cox has a three-point, takes a dribble in it just at the top of the free throw line. In and out again on the rim, just not getting the shots to drop. Nice little rebound for the Rockets.
Nice job by Loeffler to clear the glass. Gives it up to Schwartz. He dribbles in between the circles. Dribbling still, passes it over to Welsh on the wing, back to Schwartzy, in between the circles. He gets a pick by Welsh, no, uses it over to Loeffler, back over to Welsh. He drives the lane, no, kicks it out to Schwartzy, loose ball, and tracked down by Schwartz. Schwartz tries to drill, he's in trouble in the corner, gets away to Loeffler. Loeffler on the wing, tries to drive, he's denied. Back to Schwartzy over here on the left side, and he got fouled by Luce again. He gets two quick ones. And that'll move the count. And that's six fouls on Albia.
And Lucille, they had a little moment to calm down and think about that. Coach Archer doesn't like to leave the players in with more than two and a quarter, or and a half, excuse me. Going to get a short timeout here. We'll be back. We'll take a short timeout as well. Again, you listen to South Central Conference Basketball Boys Action. The Rockets are hosting, Eddieville Blakesburg Rockets are hosting the Albion Blue Demons. We'll be back right after these short messages.
Whether you're looking for a smart investment or have a CD maturing this month, come to Community First Credit Union today and earn more. For a limited time only, with a minimum of $500, we're offering CD specials from a 36-month term with a rate of 1.6% APY to a 60-month term with a rate of 2% APY. Don't miss out on your chance to earn more with a CD from CFirst. Putting the community first at Community First Credit Union. APY is annual percentage yield, rate subject to change, federally insured by the NCUA.
Pass out to Welsh. Long three ball on the way. Hits the rim, no. And Clark Kellogg. Tanner Kellogg was able to clear the glass.
CBS basketball there. But Tanner Kellogg gets it up. Matt Baker, nice little dribble to the elbow. Extended. Puts up a nice little two. It's just a nice little jump shot there. Gets the lead back to the Blue Demons. Back and forth we go. Blue Demons 14. Eddieville Rockets 13.
Baker with nine. Long shot by Schwartzy. And it's tipped up. And there's a foul on the play. Let's see what happens here. It's going to go against Eddieville Blakesburg Rockets.
Christopher Welsh, I think they said maybe just a little extra push in there. I didn't see a whole lot there, but it was a lot of action inside for that rebound. The Blue Demons are trying to really fight off Bambrook, who just is an imposing force in there for him. And Welsh was trying to do all he could to get some separation and get some space.
They got to get that ball into him for sure.
Yep. Baker brings it up, swings it over to the far side. Mason Cox way outside, gets it back to Tanner Wynn at the top. The key there. Swings it to the near side to Matt Baker. Dribbles to his left. Tries to cut through. Nothing there. Bamberg cuts that off. Tanner Wynn gets it now back up top of the elbow. Drives. Kicks out to Baker, who now looks. Gets a nice screen from Mason Cox and swings the ball now to Luke Sarver, who checked in for Austin Luce.
This is the most patient I've ever seen the Albie boys play on the offensive.
They like to get those shots up quick and go if they get a good look. Oh, there's a foul that Luke Sarver didn't need to get. Bambrook had a clean rebound, and he tried to just poke it loose. Wasn't happening. That is puts Eddieville Blakesburg Fremont Rockets are in a bonus, so Bambrook will go to the line, Pat.
With a chance to tie it up and go ahead. He had that rebound corralled, and Sarver just kept being a little pest at him, and he got that foul.
Just a little too much.
Yep, he should have just conceded that rebound.
Exactly.
Went back on the defensive end. Bambrook, first shot up, looks good, is good. Bambrook rings the bell. That's his eighth point. Rockets with 14, Albia with 14. He'll get another one coming. Toes the line, takes a couple of dribbles, takes a look. Nice shot, and it's in. Christian with nine.
Getting himself going at the free throw line now. Blue Demons bring it up, trailing by one, 15-14. The Rockets have the lead. Get the ball to Mason Cox, comes up to the elbow, drives in, and gets it to Luke Sarver, who kicks it back out to Mason Cox. Sees a wide open Luke back on the block, and in it goes. Nice little give and go or work between Mason Cox and Luke Sarver there.
Bambrook tried to go up for the block, and when he came down, his foot went out from underneath. He went down like a giant. Hey, it got up a little bit slow, and there's a pass inside, knocked away by Kellogg.
Tanner Kellogg brings it up again. A nice little ball handler. Bambrook, good, quick hands. Tipped it, and then Kellogg touched it as he's trying to gather it, and it went out on Blue Demons. Rockets ball.
I've not seen that defensive work by Bambrook. He usually goes back into the paint, waits him to come, but he initiated the contact against Kellogg and was able to get that ball back
good
for the Rockets.
Quick hands.
Rockets down 15-16 here at the 4 minute. Inside to Bambrook. He kicks it back out to Schwartzy. Back into Bambrook. He twirls. Kicks it out to Leffler. Looking. Christian Bambrook, top of the key. Passes it to plate. Almost stolen away by Baker. Now Schwartz has it. Dribbling. And the Rockets will set it back up again. Leffler tries to get a pick. There's Bambrook with a pick. Five seconds is the call. And Schwartz was taking too much time with the dribble.
And Tanner Wynn will play close. He's very quick-footed, and he can do that defense and just kind of lulled him to sleep there and got the five-second turnover. Baker brings the ball up, gets it into the front court, swings it to the near side to Tanner Wynn, gets a nice screen from Tanner Kellogg. Wynn goes to the free throw line, kicks it out to Cox on the far side, who immediately gets it to Baker. Luke Sarver sets a good screen. Baker takes one from the free throw line, in and out, but Tanner Kellogg cleans it up, but he's too strong. Bambrook with the rebound.
Dakota Shepherd in there for Jevin Jensen, and we'll see how he does. Schwartz, he takes it the distance, and he's fouled by number five, Sarver. I think that might be his third.
Yep, that is, and comes in as a reserve, so he can tend to be a little more.
The big board over Cox, there. Yeah. His second. I'm sorry, beg the pardon.
I didn't see that. I was with you on Sarver.
All right. Yeah. Well, the one and maybe as the Blue Demons run their total for fouls to 8. Schwartzy will go to line. He's doing a pretty decent job from line at 81%. We'll see what happens here. First one's up and good. Schwartzy with his first points of the night. He's our third scorer with 13 a clip, and he's got point number one.
Yeah, very uncharacteristic.
Next shot up and good as well.
Good looking stroke, though. Nothing but confidence there. Ball checked in. Gabe Graber gets to Matt Baker. Tips it right to Luke Sarver, who gets it to his brother Ryan.
Nice shot blocked by Dakota Shepherd. And the crowd goes crazy over that. Dakota Shepherd, the senior from Eddyville, homecoming king. Yep. Was able to get up there and deny the shot. Bambrook with a nice move on the sideline, up and in. Christian Bambrook rings it for 11 points, and the Rockets lead 19-16.
Boy, that little transition just happened right there with the Rockets putting on some great aggression and speed on defense, and then put an attack on the offensive end. Gabe Gravery has on the far side, dribbles in, kicks it out to Ryan Sarver. Baker gets it to Baker. Baker looks to try to get something going, drives himself. Nothing there, gets it to Luke Sarver. He goes in, Bambrook meets him there. Tanner Kellogg gets it on the kick out, who swings it over to Ryan Sarver. Nice little 17-footer, up and good by Ryan.
Nice shot by him. Good job by Sarver to see his opportunity, and he's got 4 on the night unofficially. 2:20 left in the first half. Schwartzy dribbling. Baker on him, goes to his right, gives it to Bambrook on the baseline. Back to Schwartzy on the wing. Inside to Bambrook. He twirls, whirls, left-hand hook, no! And Kellogg clears the glass.
That gets the outlet to Baker, who comes up quick with that ball. Gets it to Tanner Kellogg, top of the key, three-point shot, up and good! Boy, when he gets his feet set and squares himself up, Tanner Kellogg can hit that all day long, and that's why he's
a
leading scorer.
He trailered that play and was able to make a nice shot on that. Pass into plate on the underside. He got hammered, but no call. And Kellogg comes out of there with the ball.
Matt Baker, again, really quick on that dribble, drives it in, kicks it out to Ryan Sarver, a little 17-footer, up, and it's good.
Sarver's getting hot over
6
there.
6 points for Sarver, and gets the lead at 23-19 for the Blue Demons, their largest lead of the night with a minute 26 in the first half.
And just after that quick burst by the Rockets, the Blue Demons are able to answer right back, and there's a foul on Baker.
Just riding Trevor Schwartz, just a little too tight going on the baseline there, a little bit of a block. Trying to, very much aggression, but again, with we're in the bonus for Eddyville Blakesburg Fremont, so Schwartz was, again, I think you said was an 81% free throw shooter, so go in there and look to get two quick points for the Rockets.
That's Baker's first foul on the night. That might be the only way to hold Zach down is to get him into foul trouble, but not very likely.
No.
Let's see what happens here. Schwartzy toes the line, shoots the ball. Yes. Trevor Schwartz rings it for his third point, all from the charity stripe.
Kevin Jensen checks back in for the Rockets. Now replaces Dakota Shepherd.
Blue Demons lead 23-20. Shepherd with that nice block that sprung that spurt by the Rockets to get him to 19-16, but the Blue Demons answered right back. Schwartzy with the other point.
Back to a two-point game now, 23-21. The Blue Demons have just the smallest of leads against the Rockets. Baker gets down, swings it to the far side to Wynn, who drives in, kicks it out to Ryan Sarver on the elbow, who gets it back to Tanner Wynn, who swings down to baseline. Vic Sanders, who just recently checked in, kicks it back up top to Matt Baker, tries to create something, nothing doing. Gets a little separation. Now he gets back to the near side to Ryan Sarver, who sees Tanner Wynn on the baseline. Tanner surveys the field. Nothing there, gets to the elbow. Gets a Tanner Wynn on the baseline. Nope. Traveling. And that will happen from time to time. TK will get called on that little shuffle step. He just kind of rocks that heel a little bit too much.
48 seconds left in the first half. Albia with the two-point lead, 23-21. Rockets with the ball. Schwartzy bringing it up over on the left side. Baker on him. Schwartzy shoots. No good. And the rebound off to Sarver.
A little good pressure again by the Rockets. Matt Baker about lost it there, but was able to gather the ball back. Matt sets up the offense, gets everyone where they need to be. Gets it to Tanner Wynn, who immediately gets it back to Baker. 20 seconds left in the half. Blue Demons are content to try to get one shot off here. We'll probably nurse the clock down to around that 10 seconds, 8-second mark and try to get a good look at it. Nice little pressure on the Rockets, trying to get a 5-second call for Cam, but Matt's alert, dribbles around. He's got, nope, he's not. There's good defense there by the Rockets. Got another 5-second call, turns the ball over.
Three and a half seconds left in the half. Brandon Plate did the same thing against the Oskaloosa star, Tyler Sarver, and he frustrated him all night here at the half. Schwartzy puts up a wild shot. That's no good at the buzzer, and the Blue Demons lead at halftime, 23-21. We're having a whale of a game here at Eddyville, Iowa. You're listening to KIIC 96.7. We'll be right back after these messages.
The Tharp Funeral Home in Albia has a tradition of serving families in Albia and the surrounding areas. Being locally owned and operated, I'm proud to say that my staff and I were born and raised in this community and are honored to be able to serve the people in our community at their time of need. Let us help you make an informed decision at any time. I'm Richard Tharp. Call Tharp Funeral Home at 932-3129.
If you're looking for affordable retirement living, may I suggest Benton Place Apartments in Albia? Preference is given to low-income individuals, and Benton Place is also an equal housing opportunity. So give us a call at Benton Place Apartments, 641-932-7855, and set up your appointment today.
Bluff Creek Archery is a place to go for those hunting enthusiasts in your family. They have in-stock youth bows and all the accessories for the young archer or the seasoned hunter. With any new bow purchase, you receive 30 days free shooting in their indoor range. Stop in and check out their large selection of bows and archery accessories. Bluff Creek Archery has a gift that fits everyone, a gift card. Don't miss your chance to win a new bow to be drawn for at the end of the 3D League starting in January. Call 932-2422 for more details. That's Bluff Creek Archery in Albia.
Hi, it's Amanda from Garver Animal Health Center in Albia. Our team consists of 7 veterinarians and a large, experienced, caring support staff who are eager to serve you. Our large animal veterinarians work southern Iowa and northern Missouri. We provide complete care to companion animals at 3 locations. Give us a call at Animal Health Center of Oskaloosa, 673-5525, Animal Health Center of Knoxville at 828-2101, and Garver's Animal Health Center in Albia at 932-3455.
8:30 p.m. here at Thunder Country KIIC. Let's take a look at some of the other broadcasts we'll be bringing you this week. Tomorrow evening, well, actually, first let's start off to tomorrow morning. We'll have the Coach's Corner at 9 a.m. with Jason Summers live from Community First Credit Union in Albia. Then tomorrow night, we'll have Sheraton girls and boys basketball doubleheader down at Wayne. That game will get underway around 6:15 with the boys game to follow. On Monday, don't forget you can catch the BCS Championship Bowl game here on Thunder Country KIIC around 6:30 p.m. And on Wednesday, ISU will be playing at Kansas State. And then next Thursday, Albia Wrestling will be aired here on Thunder Country KIIC. And 1 week from tonight, we'll bring you an Albia Girls and Boys doubleheader as Albia hosts Centerville. Now let's send it back over to Eddyville. Here's Dan and Pat.
Welcome back, everybody. We've got halftime entertainment going on here on the court. But what a game we've got going so far, Pat. 23-21. The Blue Demons have just the ever of slightest leads going back and forth all night long. Great first quarter, great second quarter. I think this thing's coming down all the way to the final minutes here.
You talk about that cat-mouse game, the diamond and two on the defensive side for the Rockets against the Albia Blue Demons top two, Kellogg and Baker. Baker's been able to spring loose for 9 points, but on the other side of the coin, Tanner Kellogg was able to ring a three for his only points. But he looked very, very good at that. Looks like he's not rushing his game. He looks like he's playing within himself. He's had a turnover there on a baseline move, but yep. Not too bad. On the other side of the coin with the Rockets, are paced by Christian Bambrook. He was able to get four buckets and three free throws for 11 points out of the 21. Not quite, just about half yep. of the points for the Rockets. And then following him, Trevor Schwartz, the junior, has four free throws. Mm-hmm. He has not made a field goal. And then Trevor Leffler with a couple of buckets inside. And then Jevin Jensen was able to get a basket as well for his 2 points for the 21 total. It's going to be a barn burner here. The folks are going to get their money's worth tonight for sure. Both sides of the gymnasium yep. are packed. And that's what you want to see in high school ball, especially on a nice little rivalry that yep. We have between 12 Miles, Albia, and Eddyville.
And a good way to start the second half of the season here, you know, coming off a winter break, Christmas break for both schools, and it's a nice game to have. It really gets the rivalry going, the blood going, and it kind of gets everyone excited about playing and seeing these guys out here, boys and girls out here playing tonight. So good deal. I think if we go back to studio real quick, I think Scotty's got an update on the score for us, I believe.
We're in Sheraton. We have a score of Sheraton 32, Centerville 40, and that is at the end of the third quarter for the boys basketball game. Now back to you.
A little surprise, kind of a low-scoring game after three, but Sheraton certainly in that game, which I wouldn't have guessed a whole lot. Centerville looks really, really good this year. As Scott mentioned, next Friday, Blue Demons host Centerville Big Reds, and so that'll be quite a challenge for them, and that's where a game like tonight, you want to do your best and get out and really get things going and get some momentum going and finish this season up, and that's what both teams are looking for, Pat.
How can you not smile about the South Central Conference? Yeah. I mean, Davis County boys have had their way for years. Centerville has been in there yep. and have done well. Eddyville Blakesburg Rockets were able to come away with a one-loss conference champion season last year.
Yep.
And now you've got the other teams battling it out there, Centerville and Sheraton battling it out tonight. And like you said, to start the new year, yep. it's been at least 3 weeks since they last played. Yep. They're knocking that rust off in a pretty decent way, and they're showing it tonight on the court.
They definitely are. You know, whenever we get here, we got just a little over 3 minutes here to finish up the half here, and we'll be interested to see what adjustments to make. I think the Rockets did a really good job, as you mentioned, that little triangle and two to start with. Really had the Blue Demons, I think, kind of confused. They didn't know how to get their shots, get their rotations, their offense working on there. Coach Archer called a timeout, got some adjustments made, and that kind of seemed to help. You see where the Blue Demons really want to get out and push it. Quite honestly, and I haven't had a chance to watch the Rockets yet this year, but that one little burst they had where they came out, I kind of like that. I think that would work for them. I know they don't go very deep, and so you don't want to exert a whole lot of extra energy and not, you know, run out of gas before the end of the game. But, boy, they look good when they put pressure. And we had Bambrook over here on Tanner Kellogg with a nice little tip loose turnover that he did on the near side, which is uncharacteristic for him to play so high. A very capable athlete. So be interested to see how these coaches really make some adjustments and what they want to come back with in the second half.
Brandon played with a couple fouls here in the first half. He'll have to watch that. Christopher Welsh came off the bench. He's got a couple of fouls. Luke Sarver on the Albia side with two. Austin Luce with two fouls. And Mason Cox with a couple of fouls. So none of the big guys that we talked about are in foul trouble, and that's going to make for an exciting time. I think, Dan, it's going to come down to execution on the offensive side for both teams.
Right.
The Rockets have a tendency sometimes to go on the outside too much with dribbling, and the Blue Demons have that up-tempo offense that you can kind of mess up sometimes and have a bad pass. So I think it's going to come down to execution on the offensive side, and I'll tell you what, we got the best seat in the house here. We're going to have a nice view.
Can't beat that. You know, we're getting ready. Both teams are getting ready to check and start the second half. We'll take a short time out, listen to some of our sponsors here. Again, you're listening to South Central Conference Basketball. Eddyville, Blakesburg, Fremont Rockets are hosting the Albia Blue Demons. Blue Demons have a slight lead, 23-21 and a half. We'll be right back after this short time out.
Panic is not a successful investment strategy. But unfortunately, it's often the response of investors when the markets catch them off guard. Hi, I'm Edward Jones financial advisor Brian Crosser. Let's work together to help you prepare for the market's unpredictable ups and downs. We'll focus on a long-term, disciplined approach of investing instead of overreacting to daily headlines. Stop by our office at 18 Washington East on the south side of the square for a face-to-face appointment. Edward Jones, Making Sense of Investing, member SIPC.
Titan Machinery at 2350 Highway 23 in Oskaloosa has the right combine for you. Offering the broadest lineup in the industry with six Case IH Axial Flow models, the Axial Flow's proven single rotor and match capacity design provides unmatched grain quality and savings. With the fewest drive components in the industry, Case IH Axial Flow combines are engineered for simplicity and reliability. See Titan Machinery today for more details.
I am Dustin Dowdy, owner of Double D Repair. I recently opened a shop 7 miles southeast of Albia on County Road H-51. I work on all types of farm and construction equipment and have a full machine shop specializing in line boring and bore welding. I've been in the machine shop and mechanic field for over 15 years and have the experience and suppliers of aftermarket parts to make your repairs quick and less expensive than going to a dealership. Call me at 641-777-6754. That's Double D Repair, south of Albion.
The BCS, the Super Bowl, Final Four, the Cyclones, and local sports. We're Southern Iowa's sports leader, Thunder Country, KIIC.
We're back underway at Eddyville, and the Rockets have the ball here to open it up. Loeffler puts up an off-balance shot. Tanner Kellogg.
You have worked with some prestigious people. If you know Clark Kellogg so well. That's working some tall cotton there. Clark Kellogg isn't playing tonight, folks, but he used to. Baker gets the ball, takes a nice little three, and it goes in and out as well. Nice rebound by the Rockets.
Albia has shown more physicality here in the opening series. We're only a half a minute in, but I can tell that Albia is more physical on the boards and on defense. Vanbrook with the turnaround jumper, no good. Baker on a fast break.
Comes down, brings it, pushes the action, drives in, kicks it out to Mason Cox, wide open on the three-point line, and good. When he's wide open, again, we talk about his percentage hasn't been that great, but he has a very good stroke. And if he can get loose and get the thing going, that will really help the Blue Demons to have that third score.
His second three-pointer of the ballgame, 26-21, the Blue Demons lead. Schwartzy gives it to Jensen. He drives. Loeffler gets hammered as he came in off of the block. There was a nice pick on the underside by Vanbrook, and he got hammered on the way up.
Austin Luce just reached over the top of him. You know, it's so common. You want to try to make a play, but anytime you're coming over the back shoulder of a player, hey, I don't care if you get all the ball or not, you know, you're going to get the foul, and it's just not an ill-advised attempt on Luce.
First shot up by Loeffler, no good. Hits off the back of the rim, and the Rockets need every point that they can rectify here. Down by five in the early going of the third quarter.
Luce picks up that third foul in the game, and Coach Archer would like to keep him around to finish the game, so we'll set him out and bring in Luke Sarver again. Does a nice job, very powerful player, but just a nice compliment to Luce.
Loeffler able to use the iron to get that second one in for his first points of the second half. He's got five.
26-22 is the score, Blue Demons on top. Baker gets it, swings it on Mason Cox, who's wide open, drives in, but kicks it out to Luke Sarver, who drives in. Nice trying to penetrate, drive, and kick if we can. Gets it all on the far side. Now Matt Baker's got it. Surveys the field. Comes across the top. Good ball movement by the Blue Demons. Gets it to Tanner Wynn, who drives in. A shot from the elbow. Nice little shot off the mark just a little bit. Good rebound by the Rockets.
Jensen was able to seal off Kellogg and get that rebound. Schwartz almost loses a handle. Gives it to Jensen. Swiped by the defender on Albia. Out to Schwartzy for three. It's good.
Matt Baker came in and tried to help on the attempt or almost attempt shot, and then just nice alert pass out to Schwartz, who's going to hit that. He's just got a nice stroke when left alone like that.
His first bucket of the night comes in the third quarter.
Blue Demons get the ball, kind of working around, get it set up, get Matt Baker down on the baseline, takes a look, drives in, kicks it out to Tanner Wynn on the near side, gets it to baseline to Luke Sarver, loses the balance, and just kind of throws away, and Schwartz comes up with the ball.
Christian Vanbrook was able to tap that ball when it was out there. Schwartzy with the three, yes! He hits back-to-back three balls.
And you can tell he's feeling it, looking good, and looking real smooth doing it. Baker brings it up, wants to try to get a good look for the Blue Demons here. Goes to the far side to Wynn. Takes a look, dribbles a couple times, swings it out to the top to Tanner Kellogg. Comes up to the elbow, pulls up, jumper, no good. Tanner Wynn with the rebound. Tanner Kellogg out of the three-point line, gets to Mason Cox just behind the arc, and it's good. His second three-pointer of the quarter, so we're trading threes all of a sudden here. Mason Cox with a nice three-pointer gives him nine points on the night.
29-28, Albia with the lead at the 5-10 mark. Schwartzy looks like he took an extra step. Leffler with the three ball. No, off the front of the iron, and it's cleared by Albia.
Mason Cox gets it, immediately brings it up court fast, gets to Tanner Kellogg, pulls up on a little jumper, five-footer at the low block. Nice little two-point for the Blue Demons.
Way to keep his head up and look for that pass. Kellogg is the beneficiary of that for his fifth point. Schwartzy dribbling out top. Loses the ball to the Albia.
Tanner Kellogg gets it to Tanner Wynn, who looks to Luke Sarver. Nice layup, good fast break. That's what the Blue Demons really would like, is a lot more fast break activity. Nice little break by the Blue Demons.
33-28 goes Albia. Schwartzy passes it inside to Bambrook. He got hammered.
Yep.
And that's what I mean by that aggressiveness, though. Albia is going to get into the passing lanes and put pressure to make a decent pass by the Rockets.
A typical Coach Archer team really tries not to foul you too much early in that first half, so now you get in the second half, you can be more aggressive. Tanner Wynn, that's just his first foul. He's in good shape. Mason Cox, just as you called, Pat, was aggressive on the little swing pass to Schwartz and knocked it out of bounds, just really showing some aggression there.
Rockets need to be more careful with the ball if there is such a thing. These turnovers will eat you up, especially in the second half. 33-28. Leffler has the ball, takes a dribble, trying to drive, but no. You get it into Bambrook. He twirls, whirls, jump shot on the way, no good. He got pushed out a little bit of his comfort zone, and the Albia Blue Demons are on the run.
Tanner Wynn gets up to Mason Cox, and he passes away. Schwartz gets it. Little contact, and that's going to be a blocking call on Mason Cox. That'll be his third foul, which will send him to the bench, which hate to lose that and those 9 points that he's got right now.
You know, I just talked about that aggressiveness. That's foul number three. No. None on the Rockets, but...
And that's a foul you don't want at half court, really. You want to try to just slow him down, not try to foul him.
True. But Albia's got the bench to put more people in, so that really doesn't hurt him that bad.
Yep.
Schwartzy dribbling inside to Bamberg. He passes it too far inside. Leffler was able to get it. He puts it up and in. He gets fouled. He's got the and one coming.
The Blue Demons could see it coming, but they couldn't stop it. They couldn't adjust, and that was a nice entry pass into the post and a nice little bucket there for Leffler.
His seventh point of the contest, looking for number eight right here.
There it is.
33-31, Albia with the lead.
Ryan Sarver checks the ball into Matt Baker, brings it up the court, nice and easy. Gets it now back to Ryan Sarver at the right side, dribbles in, kicks it back out to Luke, who swings it across the top to Tanner Wynn, sees Matt Baker on the far wing, drives back to the middle, who gets it over to Ryan Sarver. Tanner Wynn on the baseline, looks at a three, doesn't take it, looks to swing it, foot, skip pass, and boy, what Eddieville Rockets to talk about getting a little aggression there. Nice job with Jevin Jensen. He almost had that steal.
He got in the passing lane for sure on that cross-court pass. Good job by the sophomore to Coach disrupt it.
Coach Archer wants just a little bit more size. Vic Sanders, the junior, comes in for Luke Sarver. Give Luke just a little break and get a little more size inside for the Blue Demons.
Brandon Plate has just done a whale of a job on Baker's from what my standpoint.
Yep, no, it definitely has. Ryan Sarver gets the ball, pulls up for the little 12-footer, no good. Tanner Kellogg tries to get the rebound, pop loose, gets it to Vic Sanders, who resets the ball to Matt Baker at the top of the key, drives and kicks out, fouled as he's going to the inside. Not a shooting foul, just a little extra push there as he's driving in.
Third foul, though, on Plate.
And again, that's not something I'm sure the Rockets want. They're not as deep, but certainly have a few players that can come in.
See what Coach Stout does with that. He's leaving on the floor for now.
They give him five for a reason. Use them all. Tanner Kellogg sets to check the ball and sees Ryan Sarver on the far block. Misses, but Tanner Kellogg gets the rebound.
Nice job by Kellogg to get that air ball.
Yep, Tanner Kellogg with a three up and then comes just short. Nice rebound by Schwartz.
At the three-minute mark here in the third quarter, Rockets down by a bucket. Leffler dribbles it a couple times. Now he backs out. Now he picks up his dribble, looks to Plate. Plate tries to pass. Gets it to Leffler. The Rocket offense is not in motion. They're in a funk right now.
Yep.
Leffler dribbling it across. He tries to find someone. Schwartzy gets it in between the circles now. Bambrook comes around top, and he travels with the ball. Had his man where he wanted to, couldn't get the ball on the floor, moved his feet, He had a nice jumper from the top of the key there, but it wasn't to be.
6'1", Vic Sanders guarding, trying to just keep pressure on him, not let him get to the basket easy and cause a little trouble. Baker gets the ball, top of the key, drives in, takes the layup this time, little runner, and it's good over the outstretched arms of Bambrook. Nice little bucket for Matt Baker. 35-31 is our score with 2:10 left in the third quarter.
Nice runner indeed by Matt Baker. Here comes Schwartzy, guarded by Baker. Into Jensen, fires it in. Terrible pass, and it's stolen by the Albion player.
Oh, look at plate again. Boy, he is working Matt Baker all night long. Matt Baker again, nice little runner, almost the same exact play into the lane, and gets another little runner. Again, Matt Baker did not have a lot of points at a half either, just like Schwartz, but both the sophomore guards coming out for their respective teams trying to get some points.
He's taken him off the dribble, and it's paid off twice.
Ooh, nice
pass
play.
Inside Leffler is good for the Rockets.
Nice little alley-oop. Leffler just took it in the air and took the little soft hook and nice little bucket. Baker pushes the ball up for the Blue Demons. Sets the offense, gets it over to the far side to Tanner Winter. Looks inside to Tanner Kellogg, nothing there. Swings it to the elbow to Ryan Sarver. Nice little pop-up jumper, just goes long. Bambrook with the rebound, gets it to Schwartz.
He clears the glass, and Schwartz, he comes up. Thought about driving on Baker. Pulls up for a three.
Wow,
no.
That looked good.
Kick out to Leffler. He puts it up and in. Cool. Leffler with a bucket. And
nice
little pointer by Leffler.
Leffler's having a fine game. Just nice little bucket there by him. Little contact there on the shot, but nothing called there. But Matt Baker brings the ball up now to the front court for the Blue Demons. Plate doing a great job of putting pressure on him. Baker gets it over to Tanner Wynn, who looks inside to Tanner Kellogg, not open. Wynn's got to get it back to Baker at the top. Resets the offense, tries to get some motion going. Pulls up for just a short, or long two, excuse me. Rolls around and gets the bounce to fall. With 45 seconds, the Blue Demons have 39-35 the lead.
That was a big bucket by Baker.
Yep.
Inside to Leffler. He tries to whirl. Passes it to Bambrook. Shot on the way. No good. And he was pushed down on the after shot, but no call. Here comes the Blue Demons up the court.
Nice pressure on Baker. And again, Kind Costerno gets it loose to Tanner Kellogg for a long three. Up and outside the rim it goes. Ryan Sarver tries to get the board. Hustling on the baseline. Nothing happened. Locked out of bounds by the Blue Demons. But boy, you sure see the substitutes coming in. Ryan Sarver and Vic Sanders really doing all they can to get this team going. We have just 17 seconds left in the quarter. Again, the Demons have a 39-35 lead over the Rockets.
Here comes Schwartz up the court, 10 seconds on the clock, trying to get him a pick. He rolls to his left. Schwartzy in the corner, still dribbling, 3 seconds on the clock. Plate throws it to Bambrook. Shot on the way, no good at the quarter. And the Rockets have a 4-point deficit as we head to the fourth quarter. Albia 39, Rockets 35. You're listening to KIIC 96.7. We'll be right back after these messages.
For quality and savings all year long, shop Jim and Charlie's Affiliated Foods on North Clinton in Albia. USDA Select Family Packs of Boneless Tenderized Angus Beef Round Steaks are just $2.99 per pound. Hormel Natural Choice Family Packs of Pork Chops are $1.89 per pound. Tyson Inspected Whole Fryer Chickens are just 99 cents per pound. Shop Jim and Charlie's for meats that are always fresh cut and 100% natural.
8:50 p.m. here on Thunder Country. We do have a final score. It was Centerville over Sheraton, 64-47. We're now going to send it back to Eddyville to Dan and Pat.
We are just about set for the fourth quarter. 8 minutes are on the clock. A 39-35 lead. This game has been extremely close. Eddyville Blakesburg 10-9 lead at the end of one. Albia with a 23-21 lead at halftime. 2 points, and now Albia with a 4-point lead. And we'll start the fourth quarter. Albia with the ball.
And they've again played a little rest over there sitting on the bench there. But, boy, he's done a great job on Baker most of the night. Schwartz is guarding him now. Baker gets ball, dribbles in, sees Luce, who's checked back in the game. Got a little girl running across the court. Little bucket by the Blue Demons for a three-pointer.
I don't even know who shot that ball.
But I do know that we had a little three-year-old girl running across the court in the backcourt. I don't know if that's a Blue Demon or a Rocket. That would have been six people on the court.
Leffler nice. With a turnaround jumper.
Hot hand for Leffler. How about the game he's having tonight? Really helping his Rocket team now.
I think that rung him to 14 on the night unofficially.
The scoreboard's got him to 16, but I think they get early. I think in the first half they gave a bucket that should have been Baker or Schwartz's. Ball gets into Austin Luce, who finally gets himself on the board there. He's got back in there with the three fouls. but he gets a chance to get a bucket, and he's got a nice little power game inside.
Nice job, nice pass, execution. We talked about that earlier, yep. Dan. Who executes on offense is going to win this ball game tonight. Schwartzy in trouble, gives it to Bambra. Fadeaway jumper, no good. And a fight for the rebound goes to the Blue Demons.
Baker with the strength to stay up. The old man was trying to knock him down. That was Tanner Kellogg. Gets it up to Mason Cox, who gets it back out to Tanner Wynn, drives in, sees loose again, tries to get it, but Bambrook right in his face. Got 3 seconds in the lane, just a little too much time for the Blue Demons. Got to work a little quicker. Nice job on the officials to catch that.
He was in the lane for 3 seconds, and yep. He had the campfire going and the flames going up. Rockets down by 7 now as Loeffler loses the ball to Baker. Baker takes it to the coast-to-coast. He loses the ball.
Schwartz, Loeffler good hands.
Comes out of it.
Good hands by Schwartz to get that. Loeffler holds up and gets the ball back to Schwartz. Let the point guard take the ball and run the floor.
Exciting action indeed. Schwartzy tries to get some action going. Passes it to Jensen. He twirls, whirls,
no
and
travel.
Picks it up. And he gets called for a travel. Wow. Unbelievable call. Jensen had a nice move, and he got a two-pointer, but he was negated by the travel call.
I think the spin was good. I think his pivot foot just kind of slid a little after he got spun around, and that's what he called it. He didn't take an extra step per se, but just slid that pivot foot. Blue Demons get the ball, bring it up, get it to Mason Cox, who dribbles, kicks it out to Tanner Kellogg, and there's a travel, absolutely. Yeah. And Tanner Kellogg will do that. His foot will just itch a little sometimes.
I think the key to the game is Bambrook has not had any points here in the third quarter. We got a timeout, and we'll take a timeout as well. You're listening to Blue Demon and Rocket Basketball right here on KIIC 96.7.
This is Mike Gray with Albia Motor Company. I would like to take a moment to invite you to Albia Motor to take a look at Ford's new vehicle model lineup. From the 40-mile-per-gallon Ford Focus to America's most capable pickup, the Ford Super Duty, I am positive we have a vehicle to fit your needs. Ford Motor Company has taken the time to listen to you, the people of America, to help make our products top class and a great driving experience. Please stop by today and experience a new Ford vehicle. That's Albia Motor Company, right here in Albia, Iowa, quietly doing business since 1950.
The BCS, the Super Bowl, Final Four, the Cyclones, and local sports. We're Southern Iowa's sports leader, Thunder Country, KIIC.
Welcome back, folks. Boy, we got us a great contest, South Central Conference action, starting off the new year, second half of the season here. We start second part of the post-Christmas break. Rockets are at Eddieville Blakesburg Fremont. Rockets are hosting the Albia Blue Demons. The Blue Demons have a lead, their largest lead of the night, 44-37 with 6:05 left in the fourth quarter.
I think the key to the game thus far has been Bambrook. He didn't score any points in the third quarter, and that really put the kiboshes on the Rocket offense here. Schwartz has the ball over on the right wing. He dribbles to his left, now his right, spins. Bambrook with a jumper, no. Loose ball, and Kellogg gets the rebound.
You almost got him back in there. Matt Baker brings the ball up to the near side, looking to create something. Nice little screen by Austin Luce. Got to travel. Matt Baker, he's very, very quick, but, boy, he can just get just a step or two ahead of himself. Gets called for the travel there, Pat.
He had a little stumble there, too. Tripped on somebody's shoes, and he just couldn't quite execute the pass.
Yep.
44-37, Albia with the lead, 5:25 left in the fourth quarter. Welsh with the ball, passes Bambrook over to Jensen. He's on the three-point, and he...
A little extra contact inside. Oh. I think that's on Luce.
Luce and Loeffler battling down low.
And Luce, very physical, likes to try to keep people honest and keep going, and obviously Leffler's got the hot hand. But just too much contact, and Austin Luce certainly not happy with that because he knows with four fouls he's going to have to sit. But let's Luke Sarver come back in. Again, another very capable, strong, physical player for that Blue Demons.
All right, here comes the Rockets. Loeffler triggers it in. Schwartz, he takes a three. It's good!
Yeah.
Nothing will get back in the game a little quicker than three balls. That's his third of the second half for the Rockets.
Nice little shot, no pull up there. Nothing, no question about that. Tanner Wynn gets it on the near side, drives it to the middle, kicks it back out, swings it over to Matt Baker. Tanner Kellogg tries to set a screen. Baker goes the other way, takes the little floater from the baseline, and there's another two. That's
nice
why you
shot.
Got Matt Baker, one of the leading scorers in the conference right there.
Beautiful runner on the baseline, up and over Bambrook. He thought he had a block, and he made it. That was a nice job by Baker, the transfer from Eddyville. Bambrook with the ball in between the circles, gets it to Schwartz. He comes in between the circles now, being hounded out here. by an Albia defender. Now he drives to the right side. Baker picks him up. Pass to Jensen. He passes it to Banbrook on the baseline. Jumper on the way. In and out. No good. Loeffler with a board on the offensive side. And he goes back out, and there's a foul on number five.
Luke Sarver.
Sarver just couldn't quite keep his hands off of him. And that might be.
That's his fourth foul, and it'll be interesting to see whether he pulls him out or not. Again, in the reserve, which Archer doesn't get as excited about, certainly doesn't want to see him foul out, but he's got to play physical. Not Albia, a smart foul.
Albia with 16 fouls. Schwartzy with the three ball. No. Loeffler with a board. No, he loses control. Out of there comes the Blue Demons. Coast to coast. He passes it into the corner. Three ball on the way. It's good.
Mason Cox
with the three ball, and he's got four threes on the night. Loeffler with the three ball. No. And the Rockets are forcing the action a little too quick.
Tanner Kellogg with the rebound. Again, the Rockets are trying to maybe get in a game that's not quite theirs. Pulling up that three for Loeffler. He's got a great inside game. Matt Baker sets the offense, gets him calmed down a little bit. Brings over Mason Cox, takes a look, another three ball. Coming on the far near side, a little long. Tanner Kellogg with the rebound, up and no good. Banbrook cleans the board.
49-40, the Albia Blue Demons with the lead. 3:30 on the clock, Schwartzy with the ball. Trying to get loose, gets stopped by Cox. He passes it to Loeffler. Loeffler looks inside to Banbrook. He twirls to the right. Jump shot on the way and no good. And he got hammered. Loeffler scrapping with Kellogg.
Timeout.
And a timeout is going to be indicated. Who are they going to call it for?
Timeout on Eddieville, although I didn't see possession for anybody.
There was a scrap between Kellogg and Loeffler. We'll take a timeout too. 49-40. Albie with the lead. You're listening to KIIC 96.7.
Hi, this is Becky with Sheraton Valley Electric Cooperative. Did you know that copper theft has reached an epidemic level? Your electric cooperative wants you to be aware that copper theft is not only illegal, but extremely dangerous. Copper theft is not harmless. Dealing with metal and electricity is a dangerous combination, especially when it is done without permission or proper training. Sheraton Valley Electric Cooperative encourages you to keep watch in your neighborhood, alerting your utility company, law enforcement, and neighbors when you see or notice suspicious activity around your utility, substations, poles, or trucks. This message is from your local Touchstone Energy Cooperative.
You're listening to Thunder Country KIIC 96.7 FM in Albia. Now back to Dan and Pat.
3:18 on the clock. Loeffler to trigger it in underneath the basket. Gets it to Schwartzy on the wing. To Jensen at the three-point circle. Pass inside. They give it go. No, he couldn't get it to walk. And the ball goes off of Loeffler's hands. He couldn't get that rebound down.
What a nice play coming out of the timeout, that give and go from Banbrook. That just got the ball, couldn't get the handle on it. Little contact there. I'm not sure what happened. Matt Baker's getting himself free. Got the ball in, but I think that's plate that went down. I don't know what exactly happened, Pat. Did you see it?
No, I didn't, but I see plate went down, and he was guarding Baker. I don't know if Baker gave him a forearm shimmer, but he is down. Out comes Doc Schertz to take a peek at him. And I think he's got some blood on the floor. And
his glasses came off, so I don't know if he maybe got a little contact in the glasses and caught him in the eye a little bit, because his coach has his glass in his hand. You know, Matt Baker came over, tapped him on the head, let him know you didn't mean to hurt him or do anything to knock him or anything, but just a little bit of contact.
But indeed, we've got blood on the floor. It's going to take a little while to clean up. We'll send it back to the studio. 49-40, you're listening to Rocket and Blue Demon Basketball right here on KIIC 96.7.
Maybe you're driving to work, maybe you're driving home, maybe you're driving the kids to school, or maybe gas prices are driving you crazy. That's why you should drive by Hy-Vee and sign up for the Hy-Vee Fuel Saver Rewards Card. With Hy-Vee's Fuel Saver program, you simply shop at Hy-Vee and earn savings on gas. You could save $2 or more per gallon each week. Just to drive the point home, sign up for Hy-Vee Fuel Saver today. Some restrictions apply.
You're listening to Albia Sports on Thunder Country KIIC.
Pat, what a little furious of activity we've got here. Brandon Plate got his glasses knocked off. Near as I can tell, looking at Matt's reaction, Matt Baker was a little involved in contact. I think there might have been a little contact. He's trying to get himself loose on the inbounds play. Matt Baker's been rubbing his head, so I think he got into his head a little bit and hit the glasses off him, and that's not good. Matt, Brandon Plate's holding his mouth. I think we had a little bleeding going on there.
Yeah, I think Baker clunked him in the head with the headbutt inadvertently. Yeah. Inadvertently, Plate has been in his back pocket all night long. There was no foul called on the play. Officials called timeout, and so Albion will get the ball with 3:10. They lead by 9. This will be a big possession here. Schwartz is out here on Baker now as they line up for the inbound.
It's going to be real critical for both teams to just play basketball, not let the emotion carry them away. And Blue Demons don't need to get too fiery. No, certainly the Rockets don't either. Just start playing good, hard basketball, and do what we both teams need to do here, which is staying in the game. Again, we got 3:10. Quite a game here, South Central Conference action. Blue Demons have a 49-40 lead, their largest lead of the night. And it's been a hard-fought game both ways. Both teams really working well, trying to neutralize each other's strengths. We talk about Schwartz. He's got 11 points. Before, they've been hard coming. Baker's finally getting himself on the board there himself, but he's at 17 points, but that's come most of the second half here. Baker brings the ball up, gets it to Tanner Wynn, who drives to the middle. Looks, nothing going on. Going to call a charging foul again. They're going to make sure we don't get too much extra contact.
Wow, Christopher Welsh was able to get that call, and the ball will go the other way. Albia didn't get a shot off, and the clock is under 3 with 2:59 left to play in regulation. Schwartzy brings it up, drives on Baker, kicks it out to Bambrook. Bambrook with a 3-ball. No, ball is loose on the ground, and it's scrapped for, and Albia comes out with it.
Mason Cox gets it back to Matt Baker, who brings it up to half court. Schwartz guarding him tightly. Gets it over to Mason Cox on the near side. Ryan Sarver sets a good screen, rolls off of it, goes down for layup, and fouled as he goes up. Nice little pick and roll by the Blue Demons.
I think the Rockets have changed their defense there because they didn't have the diamond and two going on in that particular possession. They switched things up just a skosh here. 2:34 on the clock. Sarver will go to the line for the two shot.
You know, you talk about the defense that the Rockets have put on. You look at Tanner Kellogg, who comes in one of the leading scorers in 2A, quite honestly, not just the conference. He's only got, according to Big Board up here, 8 points. Is that what you've got, Pat?
I got 5, so it could be right.
But, I mean, that's doing an excellent job shutting down the Blue Demons' leading scorer. Really having to have a lot of other Blue Demons step up. Sarver misses the second of the free throws.
I've been enjoying the game, so I may be off on my scoring. Schwartzy with the shot. No good. Ball is loose. Albia with the loose ball again.
Mason Cox just where he needs to be to get that rebound. Pushes the ball up. Nice little handle. He looks to Ryan Sarver at the baseline. Kicks it back out to Mason. Mason checks it. Drives. Sees Mason. We got maybe, nope, stepped out of bounds by Mason Cox. Got a little too deep on the base.
2:15 on the clock, 50-40, a 10-point lead for the Blue Demons here as we head down the home stretch.
Austin Luce checks in here with 4 fouls.
With 4 fouls, we'll see how aggressive he gets. Plate still holding that towel up to his mouth. Dr. Schertz over there attending to him. Bambrook can't buy a bucket here in the second half.
He's taking a lot of long-range jumpers, which I don't know if that's necessarily the best shot. That one was a nice little hook on the block. I thought that was a good shot for him to get back in rhythm, just not able to get that to drop. And, you know, he's frustrated.
There's a good foul by Schwartz. Rockets at 3 fouls. They got lots to give. 2:01, and we got a 60-second full timeout. 40-50. Albia with the lead. You're listening to KIIC 96.7. We'll be back after these messages.
Panic is not a successful investment strategy, but unfortunately, it's often the response of investors when the markets catch them off guard. Hi, I'm Edward Jones financial advisor Brian Crosser. Let's work together to help you prepare for the market's unpredictable ups and downs. We'll focus on a long-term, disciplined approach of investing instead of overreacting to daily headlines. Stop by our office at 18 Washington East on the south side of the square for a face-to-face appointment. Edward Jones, Making Sense of Investing, member SIPC.
Does your car or truck need tires? If so, call Dewey Motor Company at 641-932-5172. Dewey Motor Company sells all major tire brands for your car or truck. Dewey Motor Company, your tire headquarters. 932-5172. 932-5172. Or on the web at deweymotor.com.
The BCS, the Super Bowl, Final Four, the Cyclones, and local sports. We're Southern Iowa's sports leader. Thunder Country, KIIC.
Well, we're back in Eddyville, Iowa for the final minute, 54.
Baker's out there, got the ball. Coach Archer sees a little bit too much dribbling going on, worried about the five-second call. Wants a little 30-second timeout here. What a game we got here. We're going to keep it right here as this 30-second timeout again. Score is 50-40. The Blue Demons have the lead. Minute 51 left. We're talking just during that timeout. Pat Powers and Dan Stock here bringing you the game. Eddyville Blakesburg Fremont only has three team fouls in this half. There will be a point where they might want to get into a bonus situation. So that's really sets up well for them to be overly aggressive right now, Pat. They can get a foul and not cause any harm. And then when you get to the point where sometimes you need to foul to get them to the line to stop the clock, they'll be in the position they want to be.
And you go back to that offensive execution on the Rocket side. They have not been able to score. Yeah. They've shut down Leffler here lately. Albia has, and nobody else has been able to step forward. Albia to inbound.
Gets it into Matt Baker at the half court. Takes it to the elbow, but pulls it back out. Schwartz guarding him really well. Kicks it to Luce, who brings it back to Baker. Baker swings it back up top. Gets separation. Gets it over the far side to Mason Cox, way up high. He looks to be center, back to Austin Luce. Takes his time, pulls Christian Bamberg out. Tanner Wynn gets it near side, who immediately kicks it back to Tanner Kellogg, who gets it over to Austin Luce. Blue Demons just being patient and content to let the clock tick at this point. Baker drives and kicks it out to Tanner Wynn. A little bit of pressure, and again, that's what I'm talking about. That's a good foul. Maybe try to cause a turnover. Maybe the officials don't call it. Nice little foul on Leffler. Only his first foul, so certainly no harm there for him. Fourth team foul. Long ways from shooting free throws here.
That's what you have to do. You have to make the officials blow the whistle. If you're aggressive enough and they don't call it, so be it.
Yep. Christopher Wells is probably the only one who really doesn't want to try to pick up a foul. He's got three, although he's got one he can give. Blue Demons get it in. Baker dribbles around. Again, trying to work it. Drives in. Really, again, that's a good foul. Baker's going in, trying to get the shot off. But Leffler's going to try to get the ball. Came so close to getting the ball, all ball, but just got him on the wrist there. They're going to say it's on the floor, so an excellent foul for the Rockets there. With a minute 14, Blue Demons hanging on to 50-40 lead. Content to let the clock tick if they can get away with it.
That's exactly right. Pass inside. Nice job by the Blue Demons.
Tanner Kellogg goes up, takes that easy two-footer over Bamberg, gets 2 points.
That should seal the deal here at Eddyville. A buck four left in the contest. Schwartzy dribbling out high, gets the pick from Bambrook. Nobody underneath for the Rockets to rebound, and Baker is able to clear.
Pushing the action a little bit. Kicks the ball loose. Kicks loose. Last touch by the Rockets. Will stay Blue Demon ball with 49.6 seconds. The Blue Demons have, again, their largest lead, 52-40. But what a hard-fought contest, as you always expect anytime we get these two rivals going at it. Blue Demons checking into Luce on the far side, who looks to get it to Mason Cox way up high, who centers it back to Baker. Immediately Schwartz trying to get the ball loose, but commits the foul. Only the sixth team foul. Sixth team foul, so the next one will put him in the bonus. And quite honestly, that's what the Rockets want to do, and try to find out which free throw shooter you want to put to the line that maybe can give him a chance to get back into this.
And you know the Baker kid will have the ball.
Yep.
He's at 85% for the year from the free throw line.
Loose sets the screen. Nice loose ball. Bamberg picks it up. He looks to take it. Gets to Schwartz for three. A little attempt. Nope. Pulls back.
Christopher Welsh with three. No, loose ball, and is picked up by Albia. Their only chance, and the Rockets blew it 52-40 with 25 seconds left.
A lot of pressure there on Baker. Little kick out there, but nice job there by Trevor Leffler, really hounding and harassing Matt Baker, much stronger and bigger. But ball gets loose, still the Blue Demons ball with 23.7 seconds left in the game. Blue Demons in the backcourt need to get the ball across half court here within 10 seconds. Baker gets the ball, looks to bring it up, sees an open Tanner Wynn at the three-point line. Alertly holds it up, doesn't take the shot. Matt Baker way up high at 15 seconds, hangs on the ball. Trevor Schwartz trying to keep a little pressure on him, not even getting the five-second call here. Matt Baker dribbles around, gets to Mason Cox. He looks to kind of move around, 3 seconds left. That will be our ball game, Pat. Blue Demons will take the 52-40 win over arch rival South Central Conference foe, Eddyville Blakesburg Fremont Rockets.
The Rockets fall to 0-4 in conference action, and Albia will climb to 5-3 overall on the season. And an excellent tight game here in the first part, actually for three quarters, and Albia was able to put the hammer on Eddyville, Blakesburg, Fremont on the offensive end. Defensive-wise, they shut them down, and that was the key to the game.
It really was. You know, and I can't talk enough about the defense, though, of Eddyville on the leading score for the Blue Demons, which is Tanner Kellogg, only 10 points here, but really shut them down. And with that, though, Albie was still able to get the 52-40 win. But what an effort, not only by Matt Baker with 17, it looks like, on the board here, but Mason Cox came in with 12. You know, it almost doubles his average by getting 12 and hitting that three-point shot. And that's what you need on a good, balanced team. You know, when a team like Eddyville, who has such a big post player who can kind of work Tanner Kellogg really well, somebody else has got to step up and fill that gap, and the Blue Demons were able to do that. Also stuck to their roots, which this year is being more aggressive and quick and hustling. And we saw glimpses of that from Eddyville, and I really think that's something they could work or do more of. They look comfortable doing it, but there's the issue of getting into foul trouble. They just don't go as deep, and so that's something that the Blue Demons have a little bit of a luxury on, maybe a player or two more that they can do that as opposed to Eddyville.
We'll send it back to the studio and then bring it back to us for our final thoughts and comments here. You're listening to KIIC 96.7.
Combine and combine. Same word, two different meanings. But you can do and get both at your local Barker Implement. Combine great interest options, payment solutions, and the John Deere Barker Uptime Promise, guaranteed to reduce the risk of downtime this fall. The Uptime Promise guarantee helps you control unnecessary repair costs and gives you priority service in the event of a problem. Combine for your John Deere Combine. It's a win-win for you this harvest, and you can learn more at ebarkers.com. Powered by green, driven by values.
When Katherine Berkman needed knee replacement surgery, she was pleased to learn she could have surgery and physical therapy locally at Monroe County Hospital and Clinics in Albia.
I'm happy to share my great experience. I had excellent health care from start to finish. It was wonderful to be just a mile from home for me and my family. I didn't have to travel for surgery or therapy, which would have been very painful and uncomfortable. Dr. Homadon comes from Des Moines to the medical clinic, and everything's done right here at Monroe.
Monroe County Hospital and Clinics in Albia.
Bluff Creek Archery is a place to go for those hunting enthusiasts in your family. They have in-stock youth bows and all the accessories for the young archer or the seasoned hunter. With any new bow purchase, you receive 30 days free shooting in their indoor range. Stop in and check out their large selection of bows and archery accessories. Bluff Creek Archery has a gift that fits everyone, a gift card. Don't miss your chance to win a new bow to be drawn for at the end of the 3D League starting in January. Call 932-2422 for more details. That's Bluff Creek Archery in Albia.
The BCS, the Super Bowl, Final Four, the Cyclones, and local sports. We're Southern Iowa's sports leader. Thunder Country, KIIC.
Well, folks, welcome back. What a game we had tonight. South Central Conference action facing Eddyville, Blakesburg, Fremont Rockets, hosting, I should say, the Albia Blue Demons. The Blue Demons able to come up top on a road win. 52-40 was the final score. Pat, what a game. You've got some of the stats here provided to us by John Flattery. He always does a great job. I love giving him a hard time, but, boy, he's as fast as any computer, gets that stuff ready for us. But, Pat, you've got some of those numbers for us.
You betcha, and I think the key to the game right here is 5 points in the fourth quarter by Eddyville Blakesburg Rockets. They had 35 in the third, ended up with 40 in the game. That is, in a nutshell, what happened. For the Rockets on their scoring, Jevin Jensen rang 4 points in for the Rockets. Trevor Loeffler got hot in the second half, and he ended up with 15. Trevor Schwartz started out slow. He ended up with 13 points. And then Bambrook also had 13 points, 11 of those coming in the first half. He was shut down in the second half, Dan, and that was a big part of the ball game. For the winning Albia Blue Demons, they were paced by the sophomore Matt Baker, the transfer out of Eddyville, Iowa. Luke Sarver came off the bench for 4 points. Ryan Sarver chimed in with 7. Austin Luce with a bucket. Mason Cox was able to ring the three ball 4 times to get 12 points on the night. And Tanner Kellogg was able to get to double figures. He was held in check for the most part, but he was able to get loose in the second half for a few buckets there, and that got him to 10. Final score tonight, 52-40. The Rockets moved to 4-4 overall, 0-4 in the South Central Conference. They went from champions last year to not having a win yet this season, and the Blue Demons climbed to 5-3 And what's that make them
two,
in the conference?
2-1 in the conference,
two
one loss one to Sheraton, conference. A little two-point loss, home loss Sheraton.
And that Sheraton lost tonight to Centerville. So yeah. The race is on for the South Central Conference. Albia in a pretty good spot for that, Dan. Been a good time being with you. Jason Summers earlier, your thoughts on the ball game?
You know, just what you expect. You know, certainly through three quarters, just a really hard-fought game. You know, the third quarter, you know, had Eddyville getting, you talk about 5 points in the fourth, had 14 points in the third quarter, so they came out doing well, but just not enough to get to where they needed, or good defensive effort, I should say, by the Blue Demons in that fourth quarter to shut them down. Albia gets a chance here now. They've a nice way to come back off the Christmas break. Tuesday they'll come and go to, or excuse me, host Oski, a non-conference game, a 3A conference game, which is a nice way to kind of get things keep going, keep that momentum going. And then they host Centerville. So that'll be a huge matchup next Friday night for the Blue Demons. So we'll be interested in that game and that contest, see how the Blue Demons can come along with that. And then the next week's game on Saturday, they travel all the way to another non-conference foe, 1A, Nottoway Valley, over in Greenfield. So a long road trip for the Blue Demons. A little matchup that's gone on for about 4 years now for the Blue Demons in Nottoway Valley. So we get the privilege of going all the way over there this year, but it's on a Saturday, so that helps. But just a good week coming in. They jump right into it. Both squads do. I'm not sure. I don't have the Eddyville schedule in front of me right now, Pat.
We got a ball game against Iowa City, Regina tomorrow night. We get back right on the hardwood, and then on Monday we'll be playing Twin Cedars and a boy-girl doubleheader. That's BCS Camp Conference. Yep. Excuse me, BCS Football Championship night. We wouldn't be able to bring the ball game to you on KIIC. Oskaloosa will be a common opponent. Eddyville Blakesburg beat Oskaloosa by 11 points. Yeah. As we speak, Oskaloosa only has 2 victories on the year so far. So if Albia plays their game, they may come away with another victory against a bigger school.
And you talk about your matchup next week with Twin Cedars. How about the Moravia girls squad beating Twin Cedars, you know, ranked a Twin Cedars team? And that's a very good program. We saw them last week, or excuse me, before the break. The girls team, and boy, they've got some really good athletes, so that's a good job on Moravia. Obviously, Eddyville girls, just a good effort tonight, good win. So that should be a really good contest on the girls' side next week as well.
What a fun night of basketball. You got 5 games going on. In the back gym, there was the underclassmen up here. You had the varsity boys and girls battling it out. The gym was packed. The teams were doing good, especially coming off that Christmas break. That's what blows my mind.
Yep.
Usually you have so much rust, it's unbelievable.
Yep.
But Albia was able to be the aggressor coming off of their playoff football team. They kind of rolled that over into the basketball side, and they came away with a nice victory tonight.
Well, that'll wrap it up for us here. Again, that's Pat Powers. I'm Dan Stalker. We're happy to bring you the boys' action tonight. Jason Summers was on earlier with Pat on the girls' game. Really excited to bring you South Central Conference action. Look for us on your radio dial every night. We'll be bringing games as they come to us. We've got wrestling action coming up later this winter as well. You've been listening to Thunder Country on 96.7 KIIC. Again, final score here, Albia Blue Demons 52, Eddyville 40. That is our final of 12-point victory for the Blue Demons. Appreciate it. Scotty Fry back at the studio, keeping everything going great, and John Flattery on the stats. So appreciate everybody's help tonight. Have a good night. Pat, it's been a pleasure.
Thank you, Dan. Good night, everybody.
And thank you, guys. It is 9:19 here at Thunder Country KIIC. And again, the Sheraton score was 47. Centerville beat them 64-47. And don't forget, Coach's Quarter tomorrow morning at 9 a.m. And tomorrow evening around 6:15, the Sheraton Chargers will be headed down to Wayne for a boy-girl doubleheader. We'll have that game right here on Thunder Country KIIC. Until then, now back to classic country music.
This can cost as much as $600.
Teamwork makes a winning team, like the one you get with Walmart Blue Cross Blue Shield of Iowa, an independent licensee of the Blue Cross and Blue Shield Association and the Iowa Farm Bureau. We work together to make it easy for Farm Bureau members in Iowa to choose a health insurance plan from the Blues through local Farm Bureau agents. Work with a winning team.